What is up, everyone? Johnny here with Deathwoods, the cast, the crew. We'll let them introduce themselves because Jim Jam just sprung this on me right now.
Let the lady go first.
Hi, I'm Celeste Blandon, and I am an actress and producer on this project.
Yep. Do I just take it?
Hi, I'm Derek. I do special effects makeup, and I'm also co-director.
I'm Scott Connor. I originally wrote this movie. I'm a producer. I created the story, and then I hired these guys to come on board so we could make a great film for you guys.
We're going to come all the way back over here where I should have started.
Yeah, started over here. It's okay. See, now it's close to you, and I can give it back to you.
Yeah.
You know? And I am Jake Apronica. I am a co-director with Derek there, co-writer for Scott, and I also have a small part in the movie, and I'm producing. So, doing a few things here. But, yeah, Scott brought us all together here. This is his brainchild, baby, and we're going to make it happen for him, man.
And he has a very, very luxurious voice. That's just, I mean.
My voice or his voice?
Yours.
Oh, thank you.
Your voice.
Luxurious.
I really like your voice.
Thank you.
You're going to do like the narration?
I keep saying you should.
You got a good solid voice. Anyways. Yeah, that's not what we're here for. Sorry. We get off track. I get off track.
The dance skills, yeah.
Actually,
it's
Matt right there.
I don't play the killer, but I dressed up for the con and just to showcase it. Yeah, right.
Okay, so Deathwoods, let us know what it's about. Who wants to talk about what Deathwoods is?
We originally wrote it, so let Scott take the
reins. There's a microphone right there.
Back to you, Scott.
So growing up, I was a huge Friday the 13th fan, and I'd always wanted to be in movies or have something to do with films. So I decided, why not write my own? That way I could put myself in it if I wanted to. I could get it out, get my name out there, and do a lot more. So I sat down one day and started writing, thinking of what I could come up with that was similar to that type of movie, but do its own thing. And I took about 6 months. I rewrote a lot of stuff. Finally came up with something I thought was a little different, but still kept that old 80s vibe. And then years later, I met the right people. We put a good crew together, and now we're making something happen. And I guarantee to give you a great movie that you're going to love.
To give you a quick little synopsis, it's like a, not really a synopsis, but it is a classic American slasher, very nostalgic of what you know and love. It's Deathwoods. It is what it is. Lots of practical gore. It's set in modern day, but has a classic grindhouse tone to it. So if you love that old 80s grind, well, you can't really see some of the kills here, but they'll eventually come up. We got Felissa Rose in it. This is a sneak peek, so you guys are getting an exclusive sneak peek of Felissa Rose's scene right here. That won't be seen for a long time until the movie's out, so you're lucky. But yeah, lots of gore done by that guy, you know, the special effects mastermind.
Yeah, Felissa is actually a friend of ours. We've talked to her quite a few times. Last night she was out there talking to Jim Jam. Of course, hugs everywhere. Felissa is so nice. Like super, super nice. We love her to death. So what's your part in this movie? Like, do you get killed or do you? Well, we can't share that, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to watch the movie to find out.
Are you going to be the final girl?
I don't know. I guess you'll have to watch. I have been before, so who knows?
We will say there are three main guys, three main girls that are in, like, the camping group that goes out into the woods, and she may be one of them. Whether she makes it to the end or not is to be seen.
Well, the great part, like you talked about, was the practical effects. Like, the CGI stuff is.
Yeah, you're seeing some right here.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really good.
Because
we watched, like, now everyone things going, you know, like it went to CGI a lot. And people, the pushback on that is, we don't need CGI in horror. Maybe if you want to use some, but
a little something.
But practical effects are where it's at.
It has its place, but you know, practical effects I think is in the forefront because it's something real and practical that you can touch, you can interact with. You know, I feel like CGI on its own always looks cheesy. It's kind of cheap. Practical effects always look good, but you can use them together. and always get a real good seamless look. But with this, you know, every kill has been curated to be done specifically, practically. You know, we spent hours on the phone going through each one. This is what we want to do. This is how we want to shoot it. This is how long it's going to take. You know, these are the things we want to see out of it. So, I mean, with when it came down to my budget, you know, for it, I mean, I was like, all right, this whole chunk is just, that's just going to blood. Like, it's going to be insane. You know, the most blood I've used in a movie is 8 gallons. So I want to try and push that envelope.
Let's get it to 10.
Let's make it 10, man. 10 gallons of blood. You know, it's let's get really crazy with it. So, you know, it's I think movies like Terrifier have kind of, you know, pushed the envelope with it. But even going a little bit further back, movies like the Hatchet series, with how crazy they got with the kills in that, man. Like, I feel like that really kind of helped revitalize that movement of practical effects. So I'm glad that we can be going really crazy with it, you know. Above and beyond.
If you want to see a sample here, we got some samples coming up right now.
A little sneak peek of it. Yeah.
This is the one that was heard around the world.
I'll see you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And these kills are just in the first part of the movie, like the opening scene. The stuff that's to come is freaking insane.
Yeah.
Like, reading the script, I'm just like, oh, gosh, do I really want to watch this?
Yeah, I got work cut out for me on this one. I mean, it's one of those things that we wanted to come out the door swinging.
Yeah.
And with that, I feel like swinging, man, you know? So when it came to the actual film, with how much attention that, you know, that head split guy, we're like, we got to up the ante with this. And I've never had any assistance with me on set doing FX.
We're going to have one.
But this is one of them, right now,
Mia Goth herself.
Mia Goth herself coming to help me. But I
the resemblance.
I'm
telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you the resemblance. I was telling them that. I was like, she really resembles Mia Goth. It's got to be her.
Yeah, it's got to be her.
I have two assistants that are going to be coming on set to help carry the load. Because, you know, directing, doing the effects, I mean, it's demanding. And it's, but yeah, I mean, we wanted it to be absolutely as crazy as we could possibly make it within our, you know, budgetary restraints, and I think it's going to blow people's minds.
Oh, yeah. And this movie is going to be filmed in Tennessee.
Yes.
And Indiegogo is going on right now.
Right now.
You can help support this film and go to the Indiegogo. You can just look up Deathwoods that way. We'll probably have a link
in the description
and all that. But you can actually Google Deathwoods Indiegogo.
Yeah.
And it'll come up. It'll come right up. Trust me. I did it. I know. So, yeah, you can go out and support these people and just help create a film, help create art, local, independent, because ultimately that's what you need to do anyways. Support the smaller effort so that, you know, the movie studios and everything, let it grow.
Yeah,
because absolutely. The independent movies are getting put into a theater through the Fathom events and all that. Like,
absolutely.
You got some of the, you know, Winnie the Pooh and all that stuff coming out. Like, that would have never got shown like 5-6 years ago. Like, from an unknown director and all that. So
even
now,
Terrifier.
Terrifier. We actually got that shown here in Nashville at the Full Moon Cineplex, the people that host the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival. Because we reached out, and like, Jim Jam reached out to the studio and was like, hey, why don't you let us show this? You know, they let us show it. Not many people showed up because Terrifier wasn't known at all.
Right.
Like 7-8 years, like no one knew what Terrifier was.
Yeah.
And then I
now
started
getting that. Now a ton of people would go watch the show. Yeah, so
whole game.
That's how many Urban Clowns that we see today.
Yeah,
you know?
So, and this is your opportunity to help support a new, you know, a new character.
Yeah, and not just support, potentially be in it. You know, there's parts of the Indiegogo where you can be a dead
producer.
Body, you can be a producer, you can be an extra in like a normal scene, all that kind of stuff. Come be a PA for the day, help us make the movie. Swap lenses
learn.
For us.
Yeah.
Learn how to make a movie. Yeah, I
mean, it's the best way to learn is to do it.
Yeah,
to be there and do it, honestly.
Awesome,
you know,
opportunity.
This is the future, you know. It's like all the studios, all the big people, they started somewhere. And, you know, it's like this is a natural step in doing that. So, you know, you can be involved with helping the future of horror before your very eyes. Sorry, that was stupid.
I've seen a lot of people complaining about Hollywood and all the remakes and the sequels and not seeing anything like
original.
Yeah.
So this is your chance right here. You can be a part of it. If you want to see something original, help us out. will guarantee you, you won't be let down.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
And
it's like going to summer
camp.
Maybe a
bad time. Maybe you'll be scared. Maybe you'll cry.
You'll laugh. Possibly. You'll cry. You'll hurl.
Oh, my gosh.
Possibly. Well, we appreciate y'all talking with us. And that's all we got.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thanks
you.
For having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.